This is dictating on Gloria Otto. Please note that I was just starting on this history. Gloria Otto is O-T-T-O, Gloria. Date of birth is 5-2-51, date of visit 5-6-22. And the primary physician, James Brown, M.D., B-R-O-W-N. Next paragraph. Dear James, thank you for sending Gloria Otto for pulmonary evaluation. Next, history of present illness. This is a 71-year-old female with a history of chronic cough for about 2 years. Was recently evaluated with a chest CT on 3/16/22. The chest CT showed a 6 millimeter non-calcified nodule in the right apex and a irregular soft tissue nodule in the right upper lobe, measuring up to 8 millimeters. There was also evidence of calcified mediastinal and hilar lymphadenopathy and a granuloma in the left upper lobe, which is calcified. There was biapical pleural parenchymal scarring and bilateral breast implants. The patient has cough but no sputum production. She has anxiety and depression. And she denies the reason, weight loss, fever, chills, and night sweats. Next paragraph, past history. The patient's past history includes history of tonsillectomy and appendectomy, history of breast implants, and left wrist surgery for fracture, cataract surgery with implants. The next paragraph, allergies, none listed. Next paragraph, habits of patient smoke, one pack per day for 40 years. Quit earlier this year. She has been exposed to secondhand smoke in the past. Alcohol use, none. Next, family history. Father died of heart disease, mother of old age. Next, trivia of systems, the patient has fatigue, no weight loss. She has cataracts, no glaucoma. She has hoarseness and wheezing and shortness of breath. She has heartburn and no diarrhea or constipation. She has urinary frequency, nighttime awakening. She has joint pains and muscle aches, no seizures, headaches. She has memory loss, no skin rash. Next, medalists included bupropion 300 milligrams a day, androxyprogesterone 2.5 milligrams daily, antivan 1 milligram as needed. Next, physical exam. This averagely built elderly white female is alert, no acute distress, no pallor, cyanosis, ictus, or clubbing. Mild peripheral edema. Blood pressure 128/70, pulse 90, respiration 22, temperature 97.5, weight is 146, saturation 95. Itchy and ear norms, phallic pupils react in equal. Tongue is moist, nasal mucosity matters, throat is clear. Next, supple, no bruise, no thyroid enlargement, or lymphadenopathy. Chest equal movements with scattered wheezes in the upper lung fields with no crackles. Heart, the absence of irregular, small to no murmur. The abdomen is soft, benign, no mass, no again, no megaly, the bowel sounds active. Extremities, no edema or lesions, no cap tenderness. Reflexes 1+ with no gross motor deficits, cranial nerves are grossly intact. Skin, no lesions. Next paragraph, impression number one. Chronic dyspnea with reactive airways disease. Number two, possible COPD. Number three, is nicotine dependency. And next paragraph, plant patient has been advised to continue with the present medications and advised to quit smoking and use Chantix 1 month dose pack. Also, we'll get a complete pulmonary function study, CT chest in 2 months, and a follow-up visit will be arranged in approximately 2 months. Thank you for this consultation. Copy of this for Dr. James Brown, MD. Let's talk to Susan.